The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they're a lot of fun. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we most likely won't. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? And where's he been for the last couple of days? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. You're kind of lucky I'm here. Not in the normal sense, just in the sick sense. I have been sick since Friday. I was telling T, I was doing fine. Everything was great. Thursday, my precious, my best friend in the world, Noelle, she got sick. We decided we're going to do a COVID test in the evening. We did it, both negative. But you know what we had? We found something that people forgot about all in 2020. We had a cold. What? A cold? Yes, a cold. It was actually a cold. And so for Friday, Saturday, really Saturday, Sunday were bad. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all in that recovery. I'm here today. I'm feeling much better, but you will hear it in my voice. A little bit of twinge. It's okay. I am feeling better. That's what counts. And we don't want to be short in encouraging you guys in the kingdom of God, being a blessing to you, and you being a blessing to us as well. So Tierra is going to put up with me for all the day, for tomorrow and for Friday. So I'm going to keep my distance so I don't cough on her. And then we should be fine. What do you think?
Oh, yep, you're moving away. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Got to move away.
Okay. Get back, Dave. Get back. So I want you guys to be aware of that. So it might not be perfect, but that doesn't mean the teaching won't be there. And the big process here is to understand that this is all about one another, supporting one another, encouraging one another. And we're asking questions about our faith, living life as a Christian. What does that mean? How does that work? How do we work through that and some things that we don't understand? So if you have an opinion, a comment, or a thought, or even a question, we encourage you not to let it die of loneliness. Just give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that phone call, you'll get an answer from Terrific T. It's just like the check is in the mail. Or, I mean, how good is that? Or for some of you, when you woke up, the account was a little larger. That's true, too. Come on. That's not a bad thing. I mean, that's other than how it's all going to weird things out in the future. But the bottom line is, when you talk to her, it's comforting. And then she's going to turn you over to me. And when she turns you back over to me to talk to me, it's like you get a tax bill. Oh, talk about ruining the moment. Exactly. So if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, reach out to us. You can call us at 972-445-0770. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That comes right to me live on the desk. 214-210-8483. Or you can email me, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Not trying to connect this to the little scene we just did a second ago, but don't forget about giving and don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemusincrease.org, hemusincrease.org. Email David at hemusincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. You know why I love doing live radio? I got to tell you why. Okay, so I'm still a little sick, and I'm going to sweat through this, and it'll be... But there's some power, there's some energy that the Lord gives you. And it's hard for me to explain it in the sense that it's not like, you know, it's not like this separate energy. It's just something that makes the inside of you tick a little better. Or you just know that it's right and you function a little better. And I really hope that I'm able to be a blessing for a lot of you today. As much as I'm under, I still feel over because the Lord is with me. And that's all that counts. So I do want to open up in prayer. We have several people that have reached out to me. We've got people in our audience that are hurting physically. We have other people that are going through some tremendous, tremendous trials. And other people that just plain need wisdom. It's like, I'm just not sure what to do. I'm just really at a loss. So let's just open it up with prayer. And we'll do it together. Father, we come before you right now in the powerful in the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We own nothing in the context that we have no wisdom. It's not us. It's not our power. It's not our great insight. It's you. It's your love. It's your guidance. It's your care. It's your concern that you have for us. And so, Lord, we take these burdens that we're carrying and we lay them out before you. We surrender them to you. We yield them on the altar. For some of us, this is health, and for some of us, this is just really trials that have just gotten so large, it's just hard not to focus. And for some of us, it's literally taking the next step. What's the direction? What do I do? And for others of us, it's just, I want to be more like you. I want to reflect you more. Whatever that is, wherever anybody is at right now. Father, we petition you with thanksgiving. We bring these requests to you. We lay them before you, and we pray by your grace, your mercy, your love, and your generosity that you would answer and give us favor and let your face shine upon us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okie dokie. There we go. So I want to start that off that way, definitely praying for people. And I want to start off with a little thing that I read from Pastor Ray, which I think is fantastic. It's he titled it in his devotions, Kicking and Struggling into the Kingdom. I happen to love stuff like this because I am one of those people that have come into the kingdom of God kicking, screaming, and God dragging me across because there's no other way that I can seem to get in. Here's what he wrote. And when he had fallen on the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads. It's Acts 26:14. Kicking against the goads refers to oxen tilling the soil. The goad is a stick with a pointed spike. If the ox didn't cooperate, the goad prods it. If the ox kicked, the goad is driven deeper into its flesh. The more rebellion, the more suffering. Paul, originally named Saul, fought Jesus and was persecuting and threatening his believers. Jesus finally confronted him on the road to Damascus, saying, why are you making this so hard? Quit kicking against the goads so I can bless you and we can work together. That's obviously a paraphrase. God set into motion certain principles in the universe. We reap what we sow. This is my favorite line. We pay for stupid choices. Amen. We pay for stupid choices. Amen. We fight him and we hurt ourselves. But then there is grace. C.S. Lewis described a classic modern conversation in which he found himself kicking against the goads. That which I feared has greatly come upon me. I gave in and admitted that God was God and knelt and prayed. Perhaps that night, the most dejected and reluctant convert in all of England. I did not then see what is now the most shining and obvious thing, the divine humility which will accept a convert on even on such terms who can but duly adore that Lord whom he loves, which will open the high gates to a prodigal who is brought in kicking, struggling, resentful, and darting his eyes in every direction for a chance of escape. The hardness of God is kinder than the softness of men. When it is the moment of conversion, and when it is, whether it's something significant, something that God wants to do in your life, he wants us all to fall into his grace and blessings, trusting his love forever. When we give in and follow him, we are sustained and blessed. We are given grace through the good and hard times, and the opportunity to use our gifts and talents in ways we could never imagine. So here's the Lord. You know, C.S. Lewis is this powerful, powerful minister, powerful saint of the Lord. And here's the Lord saying, look it, you keep fighting, you keep resisting, and if you will just give in, we can work this together and get through it. But for us to give in means that we have to trust God for what we cannot control. How irritating is that? It's crazy. I got to give up my control? Yes. I got to trust you that you're in charge? Yes. I got to believe that you can handle this situation even though it's driving me bonkers? Yes. You mean you want me to trust you?
Yes.
Remember Job 13:15, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. You might be just like me, kicking and screaming. God dragging you across the line. But the sooner we surrender, the sooner the grace and the blessing heals over on some of that kicking and scratching and screaming, right? That's where we got to be submissive to God. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All righty. Right in my hand. First trivia question, new trivia question. Since Thursday, by the way, tomorrow is our two-year anniversary. It'll be our two-year happy birthday time. So just keep that in mind, okay? However, it's not our 500th show, especially because I got sick. Push those back. Whoops, missed it. Whoops, blew that. Okay, here you go. Here's your first trivia question. Now listen to what I say. Don't get thrown off, okay, by how I'm going to make sure you listen to what I say, okay? The spies who spied out the land of Canaan said that it flowed with blank and blank. What did the land of Canaan flow with? If you think you know the answer, you're welcome to call 972-445-0770, or you can text 214-210-8483. I know something for sure. We haven't done DNA for a while, have we? We haven't done DNA for a while. Let's do DNA. I just want to make sure everybody knows what our DNA is supposed to do. D, this is what we're made of, DNA, our building blocks. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. See how good her voice sounds and how mine doesn't? See how that works? Okay. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. That's the N part. And the A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. Always be ready to serve. So you're sensitive to the Lord. And you're, you know, kind of a vehicle that way as to what he may or may not want to do. Maybe he wants you to smile at somebody. Maybe he wants you to share. Maybe he wants you to tell him about the great things he's done in your life. As long as you're sensitive to him and aware of other people. The big key in that, the reason that that is a summary to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself, is because you're not just focused on yourself. You're focused on the Lord and you're focused on others. That's what DNA should be all about. Draw closer to the Lord daily. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words and always be ready to serve. I'll repeat that trivia question one more time and then we'll get into a teaching that many of you are going to dislike. It is not me. I will not take it personal. But the trivia question, the spies who spied out the land of Canaan said that it flowed with blank and blank. Okay. So there's three words and one of the middle word is and. So if you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770 or you can text 214-210-8483 or you can even email David@hemustincrease.org. I hope you guys are ready for what I'm about to teach. I hope you guys miss me because this is going to make you think, why is this guy on the radio? There you go. Here's a fun topic for everybody to enjoy. Does God love everyone? Okay. Pretty solid, right? Does God love everyone? What's the most immediate answer everybody's going to give? Yes, of course. Well, the answer is even more fun than that. The answer is yes, God loves everybody. And then the answer is no. You think, wait a second. What do you mean the answer is yes and the answer is no? Okay, fair enough. God loves everyone in the sense that he sends his rain from the sky, on the just and on the unjust. He loves everyone and that he gives people the opportunity to repent. He loves everybody in the context that all people are his offspring. And this is what we call, in theology terms, the universal love of God. God loves everybody. Jesus didn't die for certain sins. He died for everybody's sins. Okay? Well, that's just, okay, they're case closed. Case is not closed. Sorry. Sorry, Your Honor. We have more. God doesn't love everybody in the sense that he has mercy on some in a different fashion than he does on others. He doesn't love everybody in the same way in regards to the heart of a person repenting. He says in his own word, Old and New Testament, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And God hates the wicked. Now, whether you think everybody in Washington is wicked or not, tis not the issue. Whether you think every politician that ever lived is wicked or not, tis not the issue. The issue is that God hates the wicked. People go, well, no, he just hates what they do. No, he doesn't just say, I hate what you do. I hate who you are, what you have, your existence in the context of it's evil. And the reason that this is, people won't say it is because it's highly offensive. So you have people, dunderheads like Don Lemon, who are like, God doesn't judge anybody. Well, he's obviously never read the Bible, where there's 192 references to God judging the world. 192! Seriously? I mean, it makes you want to cry. In fact, here's how you need to think of it so that you don't get caught off guard on this. Everybody is being judged and going to hell, period. Now, in the midst of that, God sent a lifeboat. The lifeboat is Jesus. If people reject the lifeboat, they're just going to go where they're destined to go. They're going to go to hell. If they accept, acknowledge, and surrender Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they get on the lifeboat and they go to a different destination. Otherwise, everybody's just going to the destination. It's not overly complex. It's just highly offensive. People get offended thinking, well, God wouldn't do that. And it's like, so what you're saying is he wouldn't do that because you know God, not because you've read, but because that's what you feel is right, even though the righteousness of man cannot produce the righteousness of God. You feel that way, so you're right. So you're God. Here's the real bottom line that people don't like. Only God has somewhere to put somebody. Only God has a heaven, has a hell. Only God owns it. And if you don't accept God's testimony regarding how to get to his home, which is heaven, through the door, which is Jesus Christ, the gate, which Jesus said, I am the gate, if you don't accept it, then you reject God's offer and you simply go to where you're going to because of what you are. And people are like, that's just not right. And here's the best theological answer you can ever give anybody. Too bad. God's never going to apologize to anybody. He's never going to be accountable to anybody. If you've read the book of Job, as soon as you open your mouth, you're guilty. Second you even breathe, you're guilty. It's like, sorry. And you think, that's so offensive. And it's like, too bad. Well, that just doesn't seem right. What your sense is of righteousness is not the sense that God has. The wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. It's just not, it doesn't work. And so it doesn't matter if you and I or other people are offended. God is not sitting there going, gee, I wonder if they'll accept me because I've set this standard. Everybody has rebelled against God and is going to hell. Here's the lifeboat, Jesus Christ. Get on or go where you're going. And you think that's so offensive. It's like, I know. That's how it goes from a human point of view. I think from a divine point of view, the creation spitting on the creator is also highly offensive. And telling the creator he's not very good at his job, that's offensive. And speaking for the creator when you've never read anything he had to say, that's offensive. And thinking you know better than he does on how people should get together and go to heaven or go to hell, that's offensive. In fact, I think people are offensive. And God throws out a lifeboat. That lifeboat is Jesus. You getting on? Or not. I think, boy, Dave, you shouldn't get sick. You're mean. It's like, I'm here to tell you about the lifeboat. I don't want to sit there and dwell on the other stuff, but you can't ignore the lifeboat that God gives you. It's not allowed. And you think, well, no, he loves everybody the exact same. Uh-huh. Have you read the book? I'm just curious. Have you read that? There?
right? I mean, some people, God was so mad, he had the ground open up and swallowed them whole. I don't think that's the same. Call me crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. What are you going to do? All right, we got a trivia question we got to answer, right? And I only got about a minute and a half. And I know people are like, that's so offensive. And I did a video on this. And people, oh, they were so mad at me. It's like, I didn't write this. I'm simply sharing what's in there. Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. You can't take it out. All right. The spies who spied on the land of Canaan said that it flowed with, do you think you know? Do you think you know? Milk and honey. Milk and honey. So good job, everybody, on that one. That was really, really good. All right, so that's going to be the trivia question. Now we got a whole bunch of more trivia questions, and all the rest of the teachings will be much easier and lighter. Dave say people are going to hell. I didn't write it. All my material is at least 2,000 years old, and I still love everybody. You know, it's just can't change what God says because it doesn't go with your Subway sandwich. Sorry. Sorry. I mean, do you want some fries with that burger? I mean, I can't help you. It is what it is. You either get on the lifeboat or don't. If somebody's out there right now and you've not said, yeah, how do I get on the lifeboat? Ask Jesus Christ to become your Lord and Savior right now. Because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. Ask him right now to be your Lord and Savior. And if you did, call in and we'll walk you through it and talk you through it. Because he's there for you, okay? And he loves you in spite of what you've done. Get on the lifeboat. Got it? All right. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hand. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really, drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope, federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys.
I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave.
There's no...
I got nothing to say.
There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.